You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am, but I got the vehicle home. The dealership that can get it in the soonest is in Conrad, and I'm in Great Falls. But it's I think the fuel pump's going out, and I barely got it home, so I don't really want to drive it to Conrad.
Give me one second. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Sherry Sanchez.
And your phone number?
Is 406-868-7337.
And would you like to receive text message updates for the status of the service today?
Yes, please.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Can I have your give me one second. And Sherry, Sherry,
Sherry.
Eri. And Sanchez, Sanchez. Okay. Okay, can you verify the address on the policy for me, please?
4120 3rd Avenue South, apartment 1, Great Falls, Montana.
All right, and what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
2019 Ford Expedition.
And what color is it?
And you said miles. It's white.
All right, and will it not start, or you're just having issues with not wanting to drive it?
Well, no, I drove it to Polson Friday night, and I went to pass a vehicle, and it shuttered out and kind of like wasn't going to go, but then it went, and the check engine light came on, but of course it was too late to call anybody, so I started to drive it home from Polson, and it was acting kind of funny, like it wasn't getting gas. And then I got into Great Falls, and I was headed up 10th Avenue South, and it started to act like it wasn't going to drive any further. And so I pulled onto the side street to try to limp it home, and then I got a notification on my Ford app saying that my ECM control is no longer able to adjust my fuel pressure. You're in derate mode, and you may lose power. And like I said, I got home to it about 5 miles an hour, and it was shuddering the whole time. So it's definitely not something I can drive.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's parked in my driveway. Yeah.
Okay, will it shift into neutral?
Yeah, it'll shift into neutral.
All right, and is it a four-wheel drive or is it an all-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive.
And you have the keys to the vehicle?
Yes, I do.
Do you need to ride along? I'm sorry?
Do I need to ride along? Well, it depends. I was going to see when you guys could get it up there, and then I was going to call them back and find out how long they think the repair will last. Because I can go get it, just it's a matter of coordinating rides and stuff. So I can have it dropped off at the dealership. If they can get the repair done, obviously I'd like to ride along just to wait for it so I can drive it home, but it's not necessary.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have a time frame right now how long it'll be before I can get someone out there. I'll have to contact the providers first and get a time. Okay, so you said the vehicle's at your home. Is it that still 4120 3rd Avenue South, apartment 1?
Yes.
Okay.
And the location that it needs to go is Courtesy Ford in Conrad, Montana.
Courtesy Ford. And what was the name of the city again?
Conrad, Montana.
Conrad, Montana. All right, and you contacted them so that they know the vehicle is coming?
I've got an appointment for 1:00 tomorrow.
But you wanted to have it towed today?
If you can get it today or tomorrow, I mean, I'm going to call them back. I'm trying to figure out how to get it there.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can get it there today, that would be great.
Okay, well, you're covered for $100 for your towing, but we've calculated that this will cost more than what you're covered for. I'm not sure how much more it'll be. I'll have to reach out to the providers and get a quote for you, and once I've gotten that quote, I can give you your call back.
That would be great. Could you just give me a ring back then and let me know?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right.